From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met with other G7 leaders at their annual summit in Canada. He held firm on asserting the United States is disadvantaged when it comes to trade with its European allies. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
France's finance chief this week called the gathering a G6 plus one, while President Emmanuel Macron threatened to drop the U.S. from the summit's final statement of priorities altogether, saying the American president may not mind being isolated, but neither do we mind signing a six-country agreement if need be. President Trump plans to leave Canada even before the summit itself ends.
And on the eve of the summit, Mr. Trump had lashed out on Twitter at Macron and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who had criticized the president's trade stance at a joint news conference. The special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election has escalated the pressure on President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, bringing additional charges against him and accusations against Konstantin Kilimnik, a longtime Manafort associate, with suspected ties to Russian intelligence of intentionally attempting to persuade two unnamed witnesses regarding their testimony. Manafort denies the charge, Moscow also denying any involvement in that election. One U.S. Special Operations officer is dead, four others wounded, after an al-Qaeda-linked militant's attack on outpost in southwestern Somalia. The attack came as U.S. forces were helping Somali and Kenyan troops construct the outpost to help clear the area of militants from the al-Shabaab terror group. This is VOA News.